This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Brothers and sisters, I'm your brother Abu Abdus Salam, speaking to you live from the blessed city of Mecca in Mina, actually. If you can see behind me, we are at the tent. And we are currently going towards the Jamarat, inshallah. You can just see here the various coaches. So we're currently just waiting for our coach to turn up, inshallah. It's like a system of what they call taraduddiya, which is where the, you know, like the different coaches, everybody just gets into whatever coach from your camp. So you can see we're just gonna get into one of these coaches when they come, inshallah ta'ala. Now, I haven't been streaming live on all the different platforms. I've been streaming live mainly on YouTube. So make sure that you do get all of my streams. Then make sure you subscribe to my YouTube channel, which is at Abu Abdus Salam. And yeah, so this is Mina. You can see Mina is empty. Like compared to normal, you can see it's really, really empty compared to normal. There's only 60,000 Hujjaj this year performing Hajj, only 60,000. I think there were like 500,000 people who applied. It's also very expensive this year, a lot more expensive than before, most likely because everybody's like in my tent. Normally there would be about 20 people in that small area, but this time they've only put 7 people in that tent. So you can imagine Mina is not like it normally is, of course. So you can see, I think there's a bus coming. Is it stopping? Not yet. So it is a shuttle service, like I said, kind of the idea. Now we're just basically being ushered by the various ushers. It's a great blessing, subhanAllah, to be able to do Hajj this year. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept it. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give all of you the ability to perform Hajj, inshallah. And may Allah give us all the ability to do Hajj every year. Ameen ya Rabbal Alameen. So we're just here waiting with the various, the other Hujjah, just waiting for the bus. And that's what a lot of Hajj is. Like, even though there's only 60,000 people, a lot of Hajj is just waiting. That's pretty much what it is. So we've just been told we're going to get on the bus now. We've just been told we're getting on the bus. Just going to be walking towards the bus, inshallah. This is our bus if we get on it, inshallah. So up we get. Bismillah. So I think we'll just, okay. just sit next to me. Okay. Bismillah. So we are on the bus. See the bus. On the bus and making our way towards Arafat, inshallah. Labbaik Allahumma labbaik, labbaik la sharika laka labbaik, innal hamda wal ni'mata laka wal mulk لا شريك لك سبحان الله. The sunnah is to recite the talbiyah all the way, according to a number of scholars, all the way up until you throw the first stone until you get to the Jamarat, basically, which is tomorrow, inshallah. So in summary, what is Hajj? In summary, Hajj is the it's basically you go to what we're doing is Ifrad, okay? And we live in Mecca, so we are currently doing Ifrad. So on the 8th of Dhul Hijjah, we go to Mina, which is yesterday. Yesterday was the 8th of Dhul Hijjah, so we came to Mina here. We spent the day in Mina, praying Dhuhr, Asr, Maghrib, Isha. I think we got here at Asr. I can't remember now. No, we got here for Dhuhr. We got here for Dhuhr yesterday. So Dhuhr, Asr, Maghrib, Isha. Then we went to sleep, then we prayed Fajr here, and now in the morning the sunnah was at Duha time to go towards, the sunnah is to come to Mina on the 8th at Duha time. Then on the 9th, which is today, 9th of Dhul Hijjah, the sunnah is to go to Arafah. And then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he did a khutbah, and that was and he prayed Dhuhr and Asr Jam'an wa Qasran. Yani in Mina he shortened his prayers, but he didn't combine them. But in Arafah and Muzdalifah he combined them and he shortened them. So he shortened them and combined them. Now as a resident of Mecca, I follow the view that residents of Mecca, we do not shorten our prayers. However, in Arafah and Muzdalifah we can combine our prayers. So we will get up and complete two extra prayers since we are residents of Mecca and, you know, Arafah is around the corner. And it depends, like some of the scholars say, the reason why you shorten the prayer is because of Hajj itself. And other scholars say, no, the reason is because of traveling. And the Prophet shortened it because he was a traveler. As for combining, then, and that's not done in Mina, that's done in Arafah and Muzdalifah. In particular, that is done so that you prolong the period of dua. Okay, now you can see lots of pilgrims outside waiting for their bus. So there is some kind of social distancing, but it's kind of broken down at the moment. You can see like everyone's pretty much close to each other. The authorities have been trying to get people to spread out, but I think at this time it's very difficult because everybody's like in one go, everybody's going to Arafah. So anyway, so the Prophet ﷺ prayed Dhuhr and Asr two rakahs together, jam' muqaddam. So he combined it earlier on, okay, in the Dhuhr time. And then he went to make dua all the way up until Maghrib. And then, but he did not pray Maghrib in Arafah. He prayed Maghrib in Isha, jam'an mutaakhiran. Mu'akharan, yani he prayed Maghrib and Isha three rakahs and two rakahs at the time of Isha, and that he did in Muzdalifah. So even though you can't leave Arafah until Maghrib, you pray Maghrib and Isha once you get to Muzdalifah Isha time. Okay, so that's the program for tonight, today, and then tonight we'll be in Muzdalifah, inshallah. Like I said, after sunset, pray Maghrib and Isha time together in Muzdalifah. And again, I'll be combining as a resident of Mecca, but I won't be shortening. And then you stay the night in Mina, all right? In Muzdalifah. You stay the night in Muzdalifah. Finally, once you, then, you know, you get up in the morning, you pray Witr, you pray Fajr, and then the Prophet ﷺ made dua after Fajr, okay, and he made a long dua. He stood up and he made a long dua. That's one of another time when dua is acceptable. It was more accepted. And then, before sunrise, he left Muzdalifah to come back to Mina. And I'll explain that inshallah in future videos. I don't want to disturb other people, inshallah ta'ala. So here we are. We are currently in Mina still moving towards Arafah. You can see lots of empty tents. Normally this place, in normal hajjs, this place is filled with people. There's lots of hustle and bustle, people are walking. This year they have prohibited anyone to walk to Arafah, because again, otherwise you get crowds and stuff because of the whole corona pandemic. There's literally nobody on the roads, you can see. So there's only 60,000 people that are performing Hajj, which is even less than at the time of the Prophet ﷺ. The Prophet ﷺ, when he did Hajj, there were 100,000 people doing Hajj. اللهم لبيك لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك إن الحمد والنعمة لك والملك لا شريك لك. That's the civil defense, which is like the fire brigade, you could say. There's lots of those around, but this side of Mina is totally empty. I'll show you a little bit more, and then after that, inshallah, I'll hang up and I will try and get you back on. I'll come back online when we get to Arafah, just to show you guys what Arafah is, what it looks like this year, which is a very special year in the sense that it's a different year. Everything is different. The whole organization of Hajj is completely different this year compared to normal, just like it was last year. Although last year there were, I think, only maybe 10 people, this year is only 60,000 people. At the time of the Prophet ﷺ, there were 100,000 people. So we're even less than at the time of the Prophet ﷺ. لبيك اللهم لبيك لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك إن الحمد والنعمة لك والملك لا شريك لك لبيك اللهم لبيك لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك إن الحمد والنعمة لك والملك لا شريك لك لبيك اللهم لبيك لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك إن الحمد والنعمة لك والملك لا شريك لك. You never see Mina this empty at Hajj time. Like, this is the first time in my life I've seen Mina this empty. I mean, it's completely empty on this side as you're going out of Mina towards Arafah. Okay, guys, so I will see you, inshallah, in Arafah. Assalamu alaikum. I'm your brother, Abu Abdissalam, speaking to you live from Mina. I think we've just got into Mizdalifah for now anyway. Assalamu alaikum. Don't forget to subscribe and hit the bell icon. Especially on YouTube, because I'm streaming more there. Okay, now I don't know how to switch this off.